Chapter 41, The Inconvenience of Teaching God 2024. Amazing. The Inconvenience of Teaching God. Do we ever say, hey, man, I get to teach God? No. Yeah, it's always a challenge. God does not promise money or success in the world for doing his word or his will. He does not promise that anywhere in the Bible. But when you get it, and he didn't promise it, it's a gift. Use it for the glory and honor of God. Don't squander it or adjust it. Use it for all the good things in the Lord. Hard to do, I know. What is right is always challenging. Man, it's such a hard challenge. To employ all the gifts of the Spirit, what the Holy Spirit directs you to do, one must walk in the Spirit. And that, my friends, is highly inconvenient. It's highly inconvenient. Highly inconvenient, I tell you. In my experience, people who follow the Lord, their minds, they're in much better order. And because of this, they simply do better quicker. They not just in financial areas either, in all areas, including the challenges that life throws at us all. Those people who are not true believers, it takes longer. I'm out here on the front line. I see it, man. And it's terribly inconsistent. For those who don't believe in God, their lives are terribly inconsistent. They're operating without faith, discernment, the Word of God, and a solid belief in Christ. I've witnessed it over 30 years of service, man. 2 Timothy 1:9. Who has saved us all and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Why is it so inconvenient to teach such an awesome scripture? Well, because the world doesn't buy it. But Jesus teaches me and you what to do in our lives. It's up to me and you whether or not you do it. Whether I do it or you do it, it's up to you. Sometimes believers can mess things up worse than a non-believer. A very bad witness for Christ. A very bad example. An incorrect teaching by a bad example. The inconvenience of teaching God when you do it your way in the name of God, that's a very bad example. Especially for those around you who love you. Christ is the original inspiration for chapter 41. What's that you say? Jesus? Yeah. It was highly inconvenient for Christ to teach you and me about God, was it not? Highly inconvenient. Because in order to teach us, he had to die on the cross. Highly inconvenient to teach you and me God. The prophets had a rough time as well. Now, I don't want to shortchange Jesus by saying the prophets. Jesus died. They say in Scripture you could hardly even recognize him as a human being. They beat him so bad. Oh, yeah, highly inconvenient. So that you and I, would learn about God, would learn. Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, the prophets, they had a rough time as well, but that was all just a warm-up act. That was like a warm-up act to Jesus, right? The prophets were a warm-up act. They beat Jesus to death, literally. The prophets had a rough time, yeah. It was an extraordinarily inconvenient to live a good life and share the gospel. To be able to see God's will is to be able to see the stupid nature of man. Do you understand what that means? You know how huge that is? To be able to see God's will. When you finally start to see God's will, you see how stupid everything is around you. You're like, oh, wait a minute. 5 minutes ago, I was okay. When you see God's will, you start to see how stupid people are acting around you, and you're screaming to yourself, please, or to them, stop doing this. It's stupid. It's stupid. And they're saying, yeah, apparently you don't get it. By the author found in me, by my own mind, these are brilliant maneuvers. And you're like, no, stop, stop, stop. Tozer has a great quote. One compromise here, and another one there, and soon enough, the so-called Christian and the man in the world look the same. A.W. Tozer. Man, that's a great quote, isn't it? Little compromise here, little there, and soon enough, the so-called Christian and the man in the world look the same. When God gives you eyes to see and ears to hear, you best get close to him because it's a gift that's a very powerful weapon against you if you don't use it right. You can get yourself in a lot of trouble with that kind of information. And when you add money to that, you best get in the Word every day, or you will begin to do things that you think are important. Don't play the game without God. Don't play that game without God. And God requires the inconvenience of letting him teach you. He requires himself to be inconvenienced to teach you. Stubborn you. So why? To teach you and your children and those around you by your example. They're like, man, if Pat can do it, anybody can do it. That's right. That's right, I tell you. If Pat can do it, anybody can do it. I am inconvenient to teach. But aren't we all too busy to stop and learn the Word? Yeah, I read the Bible one time a couple years ago. We get all this information and then we don't go to the book to learn how to use it. Well, how can you know how to use it? Where's the self-help? How do I make money? Where do I find that in the Bible? The thing is that God can teach you. It's the craziest thing ever. You can read all about the Old Testament, all the things that happened in the Old Testament, but God will speak to you about you when you're reading about the Old Testament. He still speaks to you through that word. It's crazy. I know it doesn't make sense, but you can read all about Joshua. You can read all about Moses, and when you're reading, suddenly it makes sense to you. It makes sense to you. Something that doesn't even have anything to do with Moses, or does it? You are inconvenient to teach. I am. I'm too busy, right? I got to stop. I don't want to be busy. And then, of course, we listen to the word, and the master gives us inclinations and directions, right? The master, the creator of the universe, drops down and says, hey, Pat. Hey, kid. How about let's take this direction that I had planned for you before time itself. I had this planned. Wow, he's had a lot of time to think about it. Must be good, right? But when we don't want to do it, even though we should, right? These things are so hard, especially when I don't want to do it. And what happens when we don't listen? It's Ephesians 4:30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Why would you want to bum out the Lord? Why would you bum out? The Holy Spirit tells you what to do, and you're like, yeah, I don't think so. I've been praying about it. I think I'm going to do it this way. That's what God's telling me. How often do I hear I've been praying about it, and this is what God told me? That's not what happened here. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. Obey teachers that have been brought before you. Obey teachers. Choose them wisely. Don't listen to the people. I got a self-help book from Bob McGillicuddy, and he says, you know, that if you eat tea leaves at 10 o'clock in the day, you know, everything, your problems will be... What are we talking about here? Crazy stuff we listen to. The world has disregarded Jesus. But, all right, there's that. Mute your phone, somebody. Whoever's talking right now, mute your phone. Mute your phone. Mute your phone. Look at your phone. You're talking. Mute your phone. So that everybody can learn. Mute your phone. Mute your phone. Listen to me. Mute your phone. Obey teachers that have been brought. Choose them wisely. Don't the self-help book by Bob McGillicuddy. Look in the book. Read it. Start at the beginning. If you don't know how to do it, read. Ask me. Or start at the beginning. Start at the beginning and try to read. It gets better. Well, it'll get better right away if your heart is in the right place. God begins speaking to you the right away. The world has disregarded Jesus and that book, but don't make the same mistake. Just because the world does not believe does not make Jesus any less relevant, powerful, or less of God. He is God. Don't take it lightly. This may be a remnant on the phone, but he is God. No matter what Bob McGillicuddy says or anybody else, he is God, given all the powers of the throne. Matthew 28:17, when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Let's just stop there, right? All authority. not just in the area of finance and, you know, in Bob McGillicuddy, but all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's pretty clear, pretty inconvenient. Then it sounded like, what are you doing today, honey? Oh, I'm going out and baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, all of the nations of the world. It's inconvenient, I tell you. So you got to take care of what you got in the bubble that he's given you. He's given you money, property, and prestige. And that is not a good thing if you make that above God. What he has given you, use it for the glory and honor of God by making it people, places, and things that he has given you to bring glory and honor to God. Walk in a righteous way. Walk in a correct way. Be a good example so that at least, well, you can't take care of the nations today. They seem to be a mess because they're not listening to Jesus. The inconvenience of being a good example, teaching your kids the good walk. I can't do what Jesus did. Look, I can't do it. Even the examples of the martyrs in the Old Testament and the New. Could I really do that? I'd be a crying little baby, wouldn't I? Screaming, don't hurt me. Weak, I'm weak. Without God, where would I be? God has always been inconvenient. For me, always. Whether it's from his point of view or mine. Whatever it is, it's inconvenient. Nevertheless, anything I do in obedience, I did notice that. I did notice that for an extra, for the bonus point at the end of the round. Anything I do in obedience is blessed by a whole and living Christ. Still, it is inconvenient. And that example of doing things difficult in Christ teaches many. It teaches many. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Oh, yeah, bring it home, daddy-o. Why does the world turn away from this? Because they do. At the end of time, at the white throne judgment, the whole world comes against Christ after he has ruled in peace for 1,000 years. They still come against him. Why? Our sinful nature is hideous. Look, not everybody can be on these calls. Not everybody can be on them. You're here by invitation. These calls are reserved for those fighting every minute for their right to learn from God. To learn from God and to let their obedient examples in life serve the Lord. They're fighting for it. I'm not here to argue the point with anybody. I'm telling you my testimony, what I've seen for all these years, and what I have seen with my own eyes. I've seen it. I've seen what happens to non-believers in business. I've seen what happens to believers that are weak and false, and they don't do the right thing, and they do it in the name of God. I've seen it. It makes me sad. Not everybody can be on these calls. I am on this call by invitation only. If I don't live right, I can't be on this call. Ephesians 1:3-5, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. That means there's nothing you can do before time itself he chose you. Stay in the game, man. And not by anything that you did, by the pleasure of his will. Don't you think obedience would be a good idea? I know it's hard, especially when you're running and gunning out there to remember, well, I remember Ephesians 1:3-5, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. He chose you before the foundation of the world, having predestined you to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself. It's hard to remember that when you're out there trying to make a buck, isn't it? When you're having the ebb and flow of business, advertising's a problem, Google doesn't go along with the business, somebody breaks into your computer, the things that happen every day are so challenging and scary. Well, walk the talk anyway. Try And in him, he'll give you the strength. Be the example. Learn the book. When you get eyes to see, you better pick up the book, man, because if not, you start seeing what you want to see. Learn the book. Man, somebody, mute your phone. You are being very distractful. Mute your phone. Walk the talk. Be the example. Learn the book. Help others by your example. Even when a righteous walk is inconvenient, do it anyway. Matthew 10, 35, 38, whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Oh, wow. Look, you're going to have a hard time, man. You're going to have a hard time. People aren't going to dig that you're a Christian and whatever. But I tell you this, I have noticed in business that people line up. When it comes to a job where their keister is on the line, they'll go with a Christian, somebody they can trust. Oh, yeah. When somebody's everything is on the line, yeah? But, you know, still the world disagrees with the Bible and Christianity, i.e. God. Professor Stephen Hawking, one of the world's most eminent scientists, he's dead now, but and he was an atheist. And once he said, and I quote, "The concept of heaven is a fairy story for people afraid of the dark." Let me get that so you can absorb that from the smartest man on earth at the time. "The concept of heaven is a fairy story for people afraid of the dark." Let me tell you how God shows off. Some bozo named Dave, just a regular guy in church, heard that and said in response to Hawking's quote, and I quote, "Dave the regular guy, the concept of atheism is a fairy story for people afraid of the light." The concept of atheism is a fairy story for people afraid of the light. Boy, that's groovy, isn't it? Mark 12, 28. "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this: "You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." How do you do that? Man, you got to follow the word. You got to know what the truth is. You got to be a good example. Don't squander the gifts that he's given you. He didn't promise you anything except eternal salvation. Well, except eternal salvation. Your life is your life is about a billion miles long. You're on earth for about 1 inch of it, right? It's a pretty big deal. Listen, man, if you can do what I'm talking about, if you can walk the walk, if you can try to walk the walk, the inconvenience of teaching God by your own example and by teaching God with Scripture, but you got to know Scripture, the inconvenience of stepping up and saying, "Look, this is the way it is. I know what you're saying, but this is the way it is. It ain't that way." Psalm 22:22, "I will praise you to all my brothers. I will stand up before the congregation and testify of the wonderful things you have done." Oh, bring it home, brother. Psalm 66:16, "Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he did for me." Think about that, man. I mean, I think about it. What do I tell the 8-year-old who is still at home? Deuteronomy 6:5-9. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words that I give you today. Repeat them to your children." That's what I tell her. People see the change in you, man. And so do your kids. Be inspired. I know it's hard out there and the world comes against you. It's hard. But I remember the things my brothers have said before me. D.L. Moody, an American evangelist, is quoted. I really like D.L. Moody. He's an old dude. It's hard to see him because, you know, like, they had cameras back then, but not a lot of them. There's not a lot of, you know, Super 8 camera work back there. But D.L. Moody said some great stuff, an American evangelist he was. He's quoted as saying, "If God is your partner, make your plans big." That's awesome, isn't it? And then right up our contemporary, even though C.S. Lewis isn't here anymore, he said, "Relying on God has to start all over every day, as if nothing has yet been done." Isn't that a lot like what I tell you? Being a man, you pick it every day. You don't wake up a man from yesterday. You wake up every day and you got your choice to be a man. And you better choose that instead of what? Instead of guy, bozo, spineless liar, cheat, thief, right? Choose man. Relying on God has to start all over every day as if nothing has yet been done. Well, what about when I'm just rattled out, man? I'm rattled out. Isaiah 40:28. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Oh, that just about describes what I felt like yesterday morning, right? Man, increases the power of the weak. You can change the world. One man can change the world. We have many examples, but for sure, one man can change the world in your life. That one man, that one girl is you. By using his example of you, his. You're a powerful tool in the hands of an all-powerful God. Powerful tool, a weapon in the hands of an all-powerful God. To invite all who listen, to take them away, to snatch them away from the enemy, from the powers of hell. To invite all who listen. John 10:27, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hands. Dude, you are covered. He loves me, and I matter. I say that to myself when I don't think I matter. When I don't think I matter, I think I'm irrelevant. That's not a thought from God. He loves me and I matter. You matter. It's most inconvenient to teach a stubborn fool, though, isn't it? It's inconvenient to teach a stubborn fool who says, I'm a Christian, and then will not, does not follow God's inclination. And his life looks like what? Looks just like the guy who doesn't follow God. Those people that pray until God says, okay, I feel so bad when I hear that. Be clear. He doesn't say, that's what I wanted for you. Just because you pray until he says, okay. He doesn't say, well, that's what I wanted for you, okay. He says, if that's what you want, do it. But that's not what I had planned for you since the beginning of time. He'll let you pray and say, God said, okay. God didn't say, he said, okay, if that's what you want to do, I still love you, but if that's what you want to do, that's not what I had planned. And what I have planned is always better for you. 1 Samuel 12:15, but if you do not obey the Lord and if you rebel against his commands, his hand will be against you as it was against your ancestors. Do I really want to dabble with that? Well, I thought you said Jesus said he always loves me. Okay, he always does love you. Do I really want to dabble with 1 Samuel 12:15? His hand will be against you as it was against your ancestors. Do I really want to say, well, I could still do it because Jesus said, do I really want to do that? The inconvenience of teaching God. Thank God from the blood of Christ that there is forgiveness. Thank God. He's patient. Thank God. But when you've been given so much like you and me, work wisely and don't fight what you don't like. Don't fight what you don't like. It might be exactly what the Lord is pushing you to do, what is best and correct. The inconvenience of teaching God may be the example of what you're about to do or not to do based on what is correct. Don't squander your chances. Don't squander the gifts that the Lord has given you. Use them wisely. Let him teach you through them. It is inconvenient. I'll give you that, teaching God. But remember, he had to teach you. He has to be very patient because we're stiff-necked individuals, aren't we? What do I leave you with today? Awesome. We can wrap it up with what? How to be of good cheer. Yeah, I can tell you. Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Wow. How could that be so inconvenient? That's the lesson of chapter 41. the inconvenience of teaching God 2024? It's not as inconvenient as living life the way you want to. It's a lot easier to be inconvenient in God than it is to be inconvenient in the world. Kids, amen, amen. We look forward to all of the assignments coming. Do yourself a favor. Be inconvenienced by the work that the Lord has given you. Because why? We have to do it? No. We don't have to do anything. We get to do it. Amen, amen. Hey, John, let's do something crazy like start a day and be blessed with all that he's given us.